We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Taste the beer and get inspired to create the perfect name for this glorious adult beverage. Let the shenanigans begin at Oconee Brewing Company. Go to 929thegame.com for more info.
The game is everywhere. The NFL, the NBA, the SEC, and MLS. Really? Do we need to say more?
Then I guess it's settled.
We are WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1, an intercom communication station.
Atlanta Sports Radio, 92.9, the game.
Turning into an even bigger Wednesday than we anticipated. A lot of activity in town. Falcons minicamp open to the public at 1:30 this afternoon. The Braves, first pitch at SunTrust Park just after noon this afternoon in Game 2 against the New York Mets. This is a short two-game series against the Mets. And Braves moving back into first place in the NL East with that win last night against the Mets, that 8-2 victory over the New York Mets. A game where Freddie Freeman homered again to hit his 13th, and then Ozzie Albies came to the plate, and the bases loaded, and Ozzie Albies did this.
Swing and a drive. It's a grand slam.
Another fastball in that he absolutely unloads on. And there is your leading vote getter to make the All-Star team at second base.
Fox Sports South as Ozzie Albies hits a grand slam home run. And for Ozzie, home runs in back-to-back games and a four-run home run at that.
I can't describe. I just didn't feel anything. I felt great. I just see the ball going, and I just enjoyed it.
That one's right over the plate, John. He crushed that. That was for his 16th home run of the season.
I know. 16 already?
Yeah. Safe to say that man's an all-star. I tweeted that out last night. Safe to say he's an all-star. I mean, that right there, that was a crushing shot. That was a beautiful shot.
You know, when Ozzie Albies came up, I never pegged him as a guy that could hit 40 home runs in a year, but that's the pace he's on. Actually, probably about 42. I mean, but that's the kind of this is not a fluke either. I mean, he's not just hitting, you know, pop flies that are going over the wall. I mean, he's hitting them 20 rows deep at times.
Oh no, he's been crushing it. There's no question about that. And the way he catches it, he's one of those guys that he aggressively swings on that first pitch and he catches them. He catches them. That's how he started off, and he's been crushing it. He's been killing them with that.
And so the good news too for the Braves, Ronald Acuña continues his workout and his rehab. And it sounds like he will be back this week during the homestand that they not today, but against the San Diego Padres, maybe by the weekend here. So that could be good news. We could see Ronald Acuña Jr. back in the Braves lineup. But no, the Braves lineup has really started to go. And then something happened last night in the broadcast on ESPN of this game where Hammer and Hank, you know, is out there and goes on the ESPN broadcast. And then Hank Aaron gets on TV and says this.
I've been following them all year. They're a very good ball club. They're a young ball club. Some of the players are going through some trials and tribulations right now, but I would say that this ball club is a club to be reckoned with.
Yeah, I would say it's a club to be reckoned with. I mean, a guy knows a little bit about clubs to be reckoned with, his history with the Atlanta Braves. If he says that, then you got to believe him. And here we are, June 13th. Braves move back into sole possession of first place, and they get this 14-game stint that I've been talking about against teams under 500, every one of them, 12 of which are at home, off to a rocking start. If they can beat Jacob DeGrom this afternoon, I granted it's a tall order. You're putting Mike Soroka on the hill, but if you can beat Jacob DeGrom this afternoon and make it back-to-back against the Mets, man, I tell you what, if Hank Aaron's buying in, you ought to buy in. That's all I can tell you. I mean, right now I think the buy-in is real across the board.
I believe that too, but Wheeler, I know he wasn't the winning pitcher last night. He didn't get the decision last night, but Wheeler was having a pretty good outing before he got up. I think he only gave up three hits to that point in seven innings the last time that he was up pitching. So they did a pretty good job against him last night. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think that right now the most important thing that you have going for you if you're a Braves is that you're not afraid of anybody. You're building your confidence right now, and that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing right now. They're building their confidence.
You know, I think for all the talk about all the hitting, and the Braves have hit since the jump this season. I mean, they've had a few lulls, obviously, but for the most part, they've hit. I mean, Ozzie has 16 home runs, and Markakis had three hits, and he had, you got Markakis and Freddie and Ozzie all in the 40s in RBIs already this season. I mean, on pace to have 100 RBI years, and what Acuna's been able to do, and the stolen bases of Ender Inciarte, and the production you've gotten out of catcher between look at the combined stats of Kurt Suzuki and Tyler Flowers. I mean, as good as any catcher in terms of baseball production offensively in baseball. So they've gotten production at virtually every place except for third base, where it's been a little bit hit and miss, so to speak. Yet at the same time, Yoan Camargo, for his .212 average, has been sterling defensively, and I will give him credit for that. And he made just a phenomenal play yesterday at third base to end what would have been put the damper on what would have been potentially a big inning for the Mets, and really kind of saved the game in a lot of ways.
Yeah, he did. And I mean, it's funny because every time Yoan Camargo does something good, I just chuckle a little bit inside.
I know.
Not taking shots at you, John. That's not what I'm not doing. I'm just saying. I just chuckle a little bit inside. I remember sitting here, what was it, about a couple weeks ago? Not picking, not poking the bear, but he had to show you more. Has he shown you enough now that you're okay with him doing what he does at third base? Or is the verdict still out?
I'm still not sold yet. I mean, defensively I'm sold, but...
But his bat is an issue.
I got to see more offensively from him.
But you can say that, you can also say that about the leadoff hitter in Julio, Julio, not Julio, I'm getting it wrong. And Ozzie Albies, excuse me. You can say that about him. Because sometimes he's not getting no base every time that he's up at bat.
So, yeah, but he got 16 home runs.
Yeah, you can say that. But it's one of those things where they're not going to do everything right.
I just need production. I think the one thing that's important for the team is you have, there's certain positions, right field, left field, first base, third base, that you really need production out of. It's, to me, a great bonus that you have a second baseman with the pop that Ozzie Albies has, because I could live with half of what he does. But, I mean, that he's actually hitting like a third baseman would hit.
Okay.
You know what I'm
saying?
I get
that. Okay.
And we're getting that kind of production out of second base. But anyway, having said that, you think about all the things that the Braves have done, hitting, playing good defense, because Ender's had another Gold Glove year out in center field. And I think Dansby and Ozzie have become a very solid shortstop second base combination. We know that Freddie's a great defensive player. And I think even with some of the early miscues in terms of trying to orient himself, we see that Ronald Acuna has an ability to be a special defensive player. Having said all that, I think that the one thing that surprises me the most about this team has been the starting pitching. The quality of Sean Newcomb, the quality of Mike Foltynewicz, the steadiness of Brandon McCarthy, even with Julio Teheran up and down and kind of Dow Jones in as a starting pitcher, you've had guys come into that fifth spot. Who have we had? We've had Sanchez, Gajara, you have Whistler, you had Sims, you've had, now you got Mike Soroka. I mean, you have all these guys filling into that and trying to figure out who that fifth starter is. Maybe who knows who the fourth starter is. And we haven't even seen Kobe Allard yet. So the fact that you've had to piecemeal this together.
And it's working. That's the biggest thing, John. It's like, we're talking about piecemealing your starting pitching together, but you're still finding ways to win. And not only that, think about it like this. We were talking about the seventh inning and beyond is when the Braves kind of get this party started.
Right.
They got it started in the sixth.
I know.
So that's the way to look at it. They're starting to get a little bit more warmed up when they go through the rotation.
they do. I guess the only way to shut them down is to use that reliever thing that San Diego used. Don't use that again.
You mean the reliever by committee, like a bunch of guys?
One, three, five, seven, right?
Yeah.
The next time somebody tries that little gimmick on us, I hope that they, the first reliever is great and he pitched the first two innings. The second reliever is great, he pitched the next two innings. They put that third reliever and he gets shelled. You do that again and hopefully we can get to you. But, there's nothing that says that, certain things don't go away. Hitting can come and go. Pitching can come and go. But defense and speed don't go away. And one thing is really kind of true if you look at a lot, just go over the last 20 years, probably true historically, of Major League teams, is the most underrated part of World Series champions is they are very good defensive teams.
Yeah. Defense wins championship. That's what goes back to that old saying.
Mm-hmm.
Defense wins championship.
And it's the underrated part of baseball that good defense wins championships. And when Yoan Camargo makes a play like that, Yoan Camargo's play yesterday didn't win you the game, but it may have saved you the game. Because if he doesn't make that play, that could turn into a five-run inning, and the next thing you know, you lose the game. Instead, he makes that play, keeps the inning to two runs. It allows you to have the big inning to come back on the other side. So We've seen this before where, you know, Ender Inciarte makes a play or two that changes the game. And the defensively, the Braves have been pretty darn good. And they are defensively on the infield. I would say this. Yoan Camargo is a legit major league defender. He is a legit fielding third baseman. And with Swanson and Albies and Freeman, that's one of the better defensive infields in all of baseball. And then on top of that, you're getting the production you're getting out of Freeman and Albies at the plate, 29 home runs combined.
And then Ronald Acuña, when you put, add him back into the equation, I mean, this is looking pretty good. And Grant McCauley was telling us that the Braves have been in first place longer at this point in the season than, was it the 91 Braves?
91
and,
Braves.
And the 90, was it 92 or 93 Braves?
93.
93 Braves. Well, that's pretty impressive.
The 93 Braves is a kind of an outlier. They were locked in a division struggle with the Giants. Braves won the division with 104 wins. The Giants did not win the division, and they won 103 games. So the Giants were in first place a lot. But the 91 Braves, yeah, I mean, it is, it's impressive, yeah.
Yeah, and I think honestly, when you look at it, because the Nationals are banged up right now, and you get to see them after the All-Star break, that's what it's going to be. I think that's what it's going to come down to, these two clubs, the Nationals and the Braves. Maybe the Phillies, but I can tell you right now, just being in Philadelphia for the small amount of time that I was up there, they are not happy with Gabe Kapler. They are not happy with him. And some of the moves that he's making as far as position players
are
concerned.
Do they call him Cotter by any chance?
I do not know. I did not hear them say that on the radio. But they are not happy with him moving guys around and having guys play different positions and all that stuff. He's doing some real loony stuff up there in Philly.
Well, I mean, Jake Arrieta called him out, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I don't think the players are like, it was okay.
I mean, it's not like it's not public. Jake Arrieta's like, what the hell are you doing?
I think players are kind of not happy with all of that. So I think it's going to come down to us and the Nationals at this point.
And then you start to look at the wild card, and I don't want to think about the wild card right now because we're only 66 games in, but at the same time, you've got a race going on in the Central between the Milwaukee Brewers, who have been eye-popping good this year, and the Chicago Cubs, who have started to right themselves, and so they're going to be involved in all of this too. So, look, the postseason could come in different ways. You want to win the division because that's – Well, I'm not opposed to the wild card. That one game thing, we've been down that road before here in Atlanta.
Yeah, you want the division.
You want the division.
I know we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but I mean, you can start. I think it's okay to start looking at certain things and looking at different scenarios and looking at who in the NL in the East who your competition could potentially be.
In 2 weeks, they're going to be halfway through the year.
Yeah, so I would say right now that your biggest competition would probably be the Nationals because they're looming.
Well, because they're the best. Look, on paper, they're the best team in the NL. I mean, they just are. And so you're going to have to overcome them because they have that pitching staff that they have, if nothing else, and they have bats like Zimmerman and Harper and whatnot. But, I mean, they're the best team on paper, they're the best team in the National League. But, and the but in that is that history means something. And the Washington Nationals have been supreme chokers when it comes to the playoffs.
Historically choked. And they don't get all their premium pitch. Like, what's his name? Strasburg. Every year, it seems like something's
he gets injured
in the playoffs. Yeah, in the playoffs. Every year. At the wrong time, at the worst time, when you got your big guns or you want your big guns, that's when they're not available for you. So, yeah, you got that going for you.
Well, you'd have the best pitcher in baseball, and Scherzer. I mean, he is.
Yeah,
I mean, if I could take one guy, it'd be him. But, the Nationals are the team to beat. And I'm just hoping it's not kind of Washington's year here after the Capitals win the Cup.
No, that's not going to happen. No, I don't know about that. I tell you what though, for Caps fans, I'm not gonna say they deserve it because they're in Washington, but good job. I'm not gonna be a hater, but good job. Good job.
All right. So really the Redskins hate translates to all teams?
No, it's just that cause you know now the Redskins are feeling some kind of way. Everybody's kind of feeling some kind of way now.
Right.
Because the Caps won. I mean, I much respect to Alex Ovechkin and what he went through there because he was under a lot of pressure to get that trophy. And I know that there's a lot of Caps fans, so this is not me hating on them. But now, you know, the Redskins are trying to ride that wave. So nah.
I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? Nah.
My Swampers hate does not translate to the Pelicans. I couldn't care less about the Pelicans. I'm like, yeah, whatever.
I don't think I'm hating. I'm indifferent, I guess. I'm a little bit indifferent.
Okay. I was just checking.
I'm not hating. I'm not trying to hate because
Do you hate the Texas Rangers?
No, I don't.
How about the Dallas Mavericks?
Not really.
Okay, just checking.
No, I don't. That's what I'm saying. I guess I'm just indifferent because I see like Redskins that are like you know, like, was it Ryan Kerrigan and guys like that are kind of
they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Yeah,
man,
go
they got nothing, so they're jumping on that
with,
bandwagon.
Go on with that. Yeah,
I got you.
I guess I am hating a little bit.
That's okay. There's nothing wrong with it.
I guess I am hating a little bit. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
Nothing to hate about, but the big news that broke this morning, Atlanta United gets set for a big game tonight against Columbus, and that big news about what the World Cup means. So Mike Heine's tweeted about it. We're going to update you on what he says about what he's hearing about the World Cup.
Branch, what happened? Welcome back to the morning show, John and Hugh.
And this is not making a sexist comment, but it's when you have people that typically don't watch football.
Everything you're looking for on demand at 929thegame.com. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 929, The Game.
Hey, it's the morning show on Sports Radio 929 The Game. A lot going on with baseball at noon, Braves and Mets at SunTrust Park. And we mentioned, of course, Atlanta United tonight, 7:30 kick in Columbus between Atlanta United and the Columbus Crew. As a matter of fact, we have a viewing party going on this evening at Brewhouse Cafe. You say that Brewhouse Cafe is pretty nice here.
Brewhouse, yes, because they got the Drunk Man's Pizza. Is it called the Drunken Pizza? I forgot. I think
I
it's something
had
like
pizza
that.
There, but they have some loaded tots that are amazing.
Yeah, the Drunk Man's Pizza. I think that's the right in Little Five Points, right by the smoke shop. Right? The one right by the smoke shop?
It's the one that, kind of looks over the entire Little Five Points.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, it's called the Drunk Man's Pizza.
They have an awesome
or
patio.
Or the drunk pizza. Or something like that.
Was it like pizza that comes with vodka or something? Or
no, John. It's a meat it's full of meat.
Oh.
And it's called the Drunk Something Pizza. I kind of forgot the name, but yeah, they got a good pizza. It was really good. It was really, really tasty.
So that'll begin. It says 7 o'clock when the viewing party begins for the supporters groups at Brewhouse. But those things always start a little bit early. And for Atlanta United and Columbus Crew, and of course the game will be live on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, beginning at 7 with Mike Connie and Jason Longshore in the pregame show, and then the kick at 7:30 from Columbus. And by the way, to Mike Connie, a shout-out if he's listening on radio.com. Happy birthday, Mike.
Mike Conti's birthday?
Yep.
All right, Mike Conti, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Yes, thank you, Daryl. It's called the Drinking Man's Pizza.
The Drinking Man's Pizza.
It's a good pizza. Listen, if you're going there to the brew house tonight, try the Drinking Man's Pizza.
It's piled high with pepperoni, ham, bacon, tomatoes, green peppers,
that's
mushrooms,
a man's
caramelized
pizza.
Onions, and mozzarella cheese.
Mozza.
What do you mean a man's pizza? I could eat this whole thing.
Wendy, stop it. Stop it.
I have to eat the 12 tacos.
Stop it. Stop it, Wendy. You are not.
I can't
not.
Right now because I'm trying to be good.
Man.
Stop it, Wendy.
You know, she's going to be like at a turtle vacation, you know? It'll be like.
Yeah, Wendy. Wendy.
No,
listen,
I
I'm
leave in
what,
12
Wendy,
days. When I come back, let's do the taco challenge. I'll do the drinking man's pizza. Let's go.
Wendy's a ride or die, but when it comes to summertime and trying to look right, ride or die, that means that's a good thing. Wendy. That's not a bad thing. But. When it comes to summer and looking right in those outfits, then she's not going to compromise that for some pizza.
Right.
No,
not
until after vacation. Maybe like we'll have like one day after vacation and you can just down all this food, but
Yeah. Wendy doesn't even drink beer. You don't drink beer, do you?
I don't like beer.
See? Doesn't even drink beer.
I like cider beer.
Not really beer.
Well, it's beer to me, so it is beer.
So if it's beer, Wendy, it's beer.
You can get it on tap. So it is beer.
I want the cider beer.
It's on the beer menu. So just saying. Comes in a beer glass.
Apple cider comes in a beer glass.
No, it's not apple
Secret,
cider.
Secret's golden wine coolers used to come in like beer, the beer bottles.
Zima.
Remember Zima's?
I think Zima is Zima. Back. No, Zima is back. I never was here for the first Zima, but the Zima is back.
You know, speaking of that, I don't understand why when I go out sometimes I like to drink a Bud Light Lime.
What's wrong with that?
Guys, like, I've been ridiculed for that.
Why?
Like, because they say that's not a man's beer. And I'm like,
hold
up. I
drink a Corona. I mean.
But
Corona's
different than a Bud Light Lime. And then they had this Bud Light Orange, which I kind of like.
Well, yeah, the orange. Wait, the Bell's Oberon is a craft beer that's my dad's favorite beer. It comes out of Michigan, and it's one you could get. And you drink Bell's Oberon with an orange.
No, but this is Bud Light. It's like Bud Light Orange. So I have a man code question to ask because I don't know, because I don't have a problem with drinking lime or orange. But I've been told on more than one occasion that that's a man code violation.
Putting fruit in your beer?
No, by drinking a Bud Light Lime or Bud Light Orange.
But if I take a Corona and put a lime in it, or a Tecate and put a lime in it.
But a Corona has a little bit of different bite than a Bud Light. Have you had a Bud Light lime?
No,
It tastes a little different. It tastes.
I mean, I like Bud Light.
Yeah, I do too. But I've been told on more than one occasion, like, man, you dead wrong for that. And I'm like, for what?
What? I mean, lime and beer is good.
Bud Light lime.
What are you talking
about?
Yeah,
I don't understand. So I need to know, if am I in man
code? You're drinking no duels, I mean, for crying out loud.
No, I'm definitely not drinking no duels.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And I'm chasing it with like a nice little shot of Camu. I don't drink my Camu on ice.
Look, I love red beer. The Bud Light Clamato thing doesn't work for me so much. But I mean, but yeah, there's nothing wrong with, you know. I don't know why. Man code? What?
I don't know. I'm asking. I don't know.
You've got to drink, you know.
Mayfair.
I don't know.
Stout.
Mayfair.
If you're not drinking Guinness Stout, you are not a man.
No, I'm trying to find out, man, because I've been, like, people look at me like, really, big fella? You drinking Bud Light Limes? Because every now and then, I don't want to turn up every night.
Right.
You know, some nights I want to, you know, I actually have to, the stuff I have to do the next day. So, yeah, I don't understand it.
I want you to remember this when you go to the pokey, brother.
We're still talking about the jury duty. No,
yep.
I have this figured out.
Okay,
you know what I'm gonna do?
What?
Since I've been trying to people, thank you for all the information, the phone numbers and everything, but I know there's only one thing for me to do in this situation, John. Ask my ex-wife for help.
Phone a friend.
Yes.
Do you need to phone a friend?
I'll be like, hey, how you doing? Could you help me out with this here jury duty thing? Could you find out the information? She does a great job of that, and I'm pretty sure that she wouldn't mind helping me out, because I'm kind of what my cousin likes to call, I'm kind of like female dependent. I'm a little female dependent.
You could always ride down there and walk into the Superior Court and.
I'm afraid that if I ride down there,
you might not come home.
I might be calling Sean, talk about listening.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Sean, you saved us a trip.
Hey, Randy Mac, if you're listening, if I ride down to the court office, you might be on call.
Hey, thanks for saving us a trip.
I ain't trying to do that. But I'm going to find out. I'm going to ask her to help me out with this, because she knows who to call. And maybe she can help me navigate this, because this is clearly I messed this up when I lost the email. I lost the email somewhere. I think I deleted it. I had to have deleted it. So I'm gonna ask her. I'm just gonna say, hey, what you doing? Could you help me?
Next time, print that stuff out.
Yeah, I did. I am. I'm gonna print it out.
You wasted all our time.
Yes, I did. I'm just gonna ask her. She makes things happen. She makes things happen. So I'm gonna call her and I'm gonna ask her, could you help me out with this? And she'll probably find out by the end of the day.
See, there you go. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it works. Mama going to work it out. She'll work it out.
The big breaking news this morning, the FIFA is, of course, the World Cup begins tomorrow in Russia. It's Russian this year, and no United States, as we all know. But as it gets set to open tomorrow, they take the vote for two out at every cup. So the 2026 World Cup vote took place this morning in Russia. And the United States, Canada, and Mexico had one bid up against Morocco and North Africa. The United States, Mexico, and Canada won. And so the 2026 World Cup will be here. There'll be 80 games, I understand, 10 in Canada, 10 in Mexico, 60 in the United States. This is what Mike Conti is saying. He believes that the finals will be held, the championship, in 2026, either at Jerry World in Arlington, Texas, or in New Jersey at MetLife Stadium. And Mike goes on to say, for those wondering about Atlanta's role, and Atlanta will have a role in the 2026 World Cup, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, among five stadiums listed as potential semifinal venues, and Atlanta, of course, one of two cities, along with Dallas, to be the host of the International Broadcast Center. By the way, the World Cup in 2026 is going to expand from its current 32 to 48 teams, so that'll be good. That'll, of course, the United States as a host would always automatically get in anyway, but 2026, I think that we'll end up with the International Broadcast Center here at in Atlanta. That's my guess, because of the ease of travel through Atlanta to get to all the venues from Canada to Mexico and get the teams in all over the world here. So,
got to turn my mic on. This is going to be exciting. I think this is going to be exciting. And what's our age is going to be at that time? We're going to be in our 50s.
What's you plus eight?
Yeah. So yeah, I'll be what? That's math.
55.
55. I still be fine though. I plan on still being fine at 55 going to the World Cup down here in Atlanta.
Drinking Bud Light Lime.
No, I just found out that butt line.
Will you be paroled from jury?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I might come back with my penitentiary swole on. But I have found out, John Freaky, that Bud Light Lime is only acceptable in the summer months to some. But to others, they said that if you drink Bud Light Lime, you might as well be drinking wine coolers, and they're going to send me a case of Peacheritas. Now, I'm not going to lie. Peacherita sound kind of tasty. Peacherita does sound kind of tasty.
Is that the thing that's in like the soft packet that you get?
Those little bitty cans.
Oh, the little bitty cans.
Yeah.
What's the one in the packet that you get the Ritas that you get in the can? You know what I'm talking about?
Those are margaritas. And they're frozen margaritas.
You put them in your freezer, right?
Mm-hmm. You take them out. And
those are too sweet. Those are like sugar. Like
that's a margarita for you. Sugar.
See, that's why I don't drink margaritas. That's just a waste of good tequila. Like I just take the tequila straight. But yeah, Bud Light Lime is only acceptable in the summer. And some people even said, you know, drink what you want, grown man. I mean, I tend to do that. I mean, I tend to wear what I want and get ridiculed by my children all the time. But yeah, that's what it's about. But Bud Light Lime is not an acceptable man drink for the summer.
All right, I'll note that. The next time I've never tried it, so maybe I give it a shot.
It's okay. It's a nice, refreshing beer. It's a refreshing beer.
Some of the things we missed on what has turned out to be a very busy News Wednesday in the Wendy Zone next on The Morning Show with John and you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
An Insta will do. Or go to our website at 92.9thegame.com. Okay, that didn't rhyme, but whatever. The game is everywhere. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right, everybody stand up!
It's time for a look at the world of sports, celebrities, and more. This is the Wendy Zone on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Well, we are all excited that North America got the 2026 World Cup. The World Cup starts tomorrow in Russia, and there are 125 million of you that are registered on the popular game called Fortnite. And I would tell you the rest of the story, but my computer just went out, but I think I remember it. So Fortnite now has new World Cup skins that you can download. So you can download World Cup skins all the way down to the number. You can also land, I don't play Fortnite, but you can land your players. I know Daryl plays Fortnite, so he may be able to help me out with this. You can land your players in a World Cup stadium. So as the World Cup goes on, the stadiums will look like the stadiums that the players are going to be in. But 125 million users. So I mentioned it because I know a lot of you are playing, including Daryl.
John is looking at me. John, I'm sorry.
That he plays Fortnite?
I do, but I'm downloading it now, the update right now.
Okay.
It's the update, so I'll let you know.
I tried to play. I'm not a fan of Fortnite.
What exactly is Fortnite?
It's a fighting game.
So you parachute out of a bus that is being flown by balloons. So, yes.
Yes, you do.
It is the most bizarre game I have ever seen.
And then when you land,
you have all these, Daryl, help me out. You have all these weapons.
Right.
That you can choose from, but you also have to find the weapons.
Yes.
In order to, chop up these planks. I don't know. There's planks you chop up. You try to kill each other.
Yeah, you get materials.
It's like Hunger Games.
Yeah, my son plays. And you have to, you get an axe. You start out with an axe or something. You can make, forts and stuff. And that's the thing about it. You can build different things.
So you make forts in order to protect yourself from other people who are in the game.
So you let me get this straight. You're going to parachute into a World Cup stadium and get weapons. That's a good sign.
Basically the same thing. That's basically what it is. But basically you can wear the different skins she's talking about. It's like you can wear the World Cup clothes.
So you can wear the kits of your favorite team, and you can do it all the way down to the number. All
right.
And so you can support whatever team you're rooting for.
I'm at 80% right now.
Are you going to?
Oh, Daryl's playing on his.
Daryl, there's another thing to this. You can actually light up the scoreboard by kicking a ball into the net at either end of that World Cup stadium.
We're getting ready to find out.
You mean get a goal?
Yeah, Fortnite is. I'm not a fan.
Well, there's that, John. Well,
I'm not a fan, but a lot of people play, and a lot of people give me grief because I've been playing Destiny. I've been playing for about 3 years.
You need to get
on that disc.
Yeah, this is going to have an update in September, where I have to get my weight up so I can get ready with me and my Guardian Geezers.
Are
we can go
kidding
fight.
Me?
Yes.
Well, we all play. I play World Series of Poker. What do you want? I mean, that's what I play. Yeah.
Okay. That just took all the air out of the room.
We're all talking about current games, and John's here I play the poker.
I play World Series of Poker.
Ain't nothing wrong with that,
We
John.
Love you, John.
It's okay, John. It's not jumping out of a bus that's being pulled up by balloons.
Nope. It's not.
Poker. Awesome. Well, Greg Hardy now has a UFC contract after he brutally knocked out Austin Lane Tuesday night in just 57 seconds. I don't know if you all have seen the video or not, but you should definitely check it out. He made his professional mixed martial arts debut on Dana White's Tuesday night contender series and finished Lane in a pretty decent fashion. It looks like his deal will be a developmental contract, so the former NFL defensive end likely to be abroad along and develop. But he's most certainly to be able to fight as a heavyweight.
It was a nasty right hand.
It was a nasty
punch. I mean, he just
punch.
Floored him.
No, I haven't seen the actual footage, but I've seen, like, the steel shot. And you talk about he hit him.
Yeah.
You can see his lips all separated, and he just looked a hot mess. Yeah, he probably found something that he's good at. But I'm going to say this. As a guy, and if it was alleged that I did what they said he did, I would probably try to distance myself from that as far as I possibly could. That's just me. That's just me being, call me being old or call me being self-aware, whatever, woke, whatever. I'm trying to distance myself as far as I possibly can from anything like that. Yes, Daryl.
What exactly would he do outside?
You're right. I would make flower arrangements and I would sell them. Before I would get in the octagon.
You would do a cookbook?
I would write a cookbook with me. I would do everything.
Best pregame meals?
Yes, that I could do to try to rehab my image. I would try to distance myself from wanton violence as much as I possibly could. Because it's just the world that we live in nowadays.
Yeah,
and I would not want
Dana,
to be known for that.
If you're Dana White, isn't it an opportunity to create a big villain?
It is. And I understand that, John. And I get that. And I get that. And sometimes, you know, some people look at it the opposite way. You embrace it. You embrace the villain that you are. But, man, I'm saying, as a man that has two daughters, and I would want to try to distance myself from anything that had anything to do with that, any kind of violent acts, as I possibly could. I just would.
Well, did you guys watch any of the championship parade? I know the Capitals had a massive parade in Washington, D.C. Well, the Warriors also had their own parade, downing $500,000 in booze on their parade route. But the thing that is being most talked about this
morning... How do you do that? How is that possible for, like, 15 guys? $500,000?
Really, John? You're spraying the booze all over the
They're
place.
Spraying
too.
It.
Oh, yeah. Right. You said downing. No, you said downing. That was drinking to me.
Well,
oh,
they're
sorry,
probably...
John. Sprayed and drank $500,000 worth
wow.
of booze.
But they're you got to think, they're probably drinking high-end liquor.
Yeah.
They definitely were.
And you're talking about... And you're talking about... everybody in the organization,
mm-hmm.
you're talking about if you win a Stanley Cup, you haven't won it. Well, first time ever, I'm going straight top shelf. What's the bottles with the spade on it? The Magnums,
Ace of Spades.
I'm getting like 100,000 bottles.
Because you
of
ain't
the
paying for it.
Because I ain't paying for it. That's right, Wendy. And I'm spreading, and I'm keeping a couple bottles, and I'm keeping a couple. I'm stealing a couple. Well, I'm not stealing. I'm just. Not opening them and taking them home.
The other big talk at the Warriors parade was Draymond Green's shirt, because you remember back in November his tiff with LeBron James that brought some subtle talk between the two. LeBron James had posted a picture of Arthur with a closed fist and a mean and captured it mood. Draymond Green had responded, well, Draymond wore the shirt of the Arthur hand but put three rings on it. In response to LeBron James. So that was all the talk from the Warriors parade yesterday.
Yeah, then be petty again. Here we go. I mean,
why not? It's hilarious. Three rings.
And not only that, did you see the go-kart that they had with LeBron James, the crying picture of LeBron James on the front?
Yes.
I'm for, you know me, I am all for pettiness and getting your just desserts. But when does it end, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's kind of where I'm at.
As a collective, yes, you beat LeBron James. But I don't think y'all can handle him in a one-on-one game. That's just me and my other reverse petty on the other side of that.
Ricky John coming up top of the hour on what has turned into a very big Wednesday in terms of news and games and events for the city of Atlanta as we continue on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!